So in preparation for taking matzahs tomorrow, there's a few nikkuz that we need to know that are important, besides each person finding out what their job is and understanding. Do we have that crowd? It's going? It's going far, is here? Okay, good. So it's important to find out your job already today. Speak to Rabbi Samplinski or to Benny and to understand what the achrayus is, what's the responsibility in your job, and how to do it properly. And then Be'ezus Hashem will be kosher matzahs for Pesach. When it comes to Pesach in general, we find that the atmosphere of Pesach is a time where we take an extra step, more than sometimes the literal halacha, in making sure that there's no chametz around on Pesach. After all, there's the issa achila of even a mashu of chametz. So therefore, there's approach that we clean, we do whatever we could, that there shouldn't be any chametz left, even a mashu of chametz. And Mishbrur brings down the inyan of Yisrael Kedai Shemein, that even if there's no mashu of chametz, still we clean to make sure that everything's clean for Pesach. Comes baking matzah. Over here, there's even more of a stress. There's a specific mitzvah in the Torah. There's a specific mitzvah of the Shema. More than just by all mitzvahs. By all mitzvahs, the mitzvah of the Shema is the Shem mitzvah. Shaking the lulav, the Shem mitzvah. Over here, there's a specific din that's learned from the Pasuk to teach us that the matzahs that are going to be used for the Seder and others, all the matzahs of Yontif, they must be watched, they have to be watched, guarded, not just from chametz, but they should be watched for the sake of matzahs mitzvah. That these are the matzahs that are going to be used for the Lel Seder. These are matzahs that we're going to eat on Pesach. Even if there's no specific reason why I should worry that perhaps there's chametz here, everything's clean, still, we need to have the lishma that the matzahs are being made for the sake of matzahs mitzvah. They can be used for the mitzvah. From what point do we begin the lishma? What point, from which point is planting the wheat? There's harvesting the wheat, there's grinding the wheat, there's kneading, there's baking. From where do we start from? So the general minig was from the grinding of the wheat, when they grind the wheat, or at least from the kneading of the wheat. However, some only use matzah that's from ketzira, from the time that it's harvested, from when we cut it from the ground. As long as the tzavua is as long as the wheat is attached to the ground, even though it's getting wet, which water and the wheat together creates chametz, but as long as it's attached to the ground and it still needs the ground to nourish from the ground, so even though it's raining and getting wet, that does not make it into chametz. But once I harvest it, and possibly even if left in the field past the point of where it does not need the ground anymore, but for sure once it's harvested, if it gets wet with water, it's possible to come to chametz. So there's a din shimor, there's a din shmira already from ketzirin onwards. And therefore some are makpid that the lishma, the l'shem mitzvah's matzah, shem matzah's mitzvah should be already from the ketzira. And that's what you'll see on many boxes. It says shmura miktzira, from ketzira already. What does it mean, lishma? So like we mentioned, it's not just watching it from becoming chametz. It's with the intention that these matzahs will be used for the mitzvah matzah. One does not need to, before each matzah, have a specific attention that this is for mitzvah's matzah. It's enough in the beginning to have in mind. Therefore, everyone, before they start baking the matzahs, should have in mind that whatever I will be doing from here onwards should be the shame mitzvah's matzah. That's the nusach that's used, shame mitzvah's matzah. if there's a hefsek in the middle, a break, or change of place, so then already it's right to be machmir to say it again, l'shem mitzvah matzah. So in between, when they break in between, it, when you come back to working again, we say l'shem mitzvah matzah. Because of our awareness that there should not be any, it's isser that there should not come to chametz. So that's where we have what's called mayim shalanu. Mayim shalanu doesn't mean our water, means mayim shalanu, that it was left overnight in a cool place, was drawn in the beginning of the night. There's different shitas, what time, when exactly the best time to draw it, and then it's left in a cool place. The leash is usually done in a room. Also, the kneading is usually done in a room where there's no windows and no sun comes in. Heat is not a good ingredient over here. So that's the akpada on the water, the akpada on the kneading. But then there's a second akuda, which is that after making the dough, so the dough is already kneaded, the flour and water was put together, and I have dough over here. In order to prevent this dough from turning into chametz, it needs to be worked with. An activity needs to be done with the dough. And one should be working with the dough without moments of pausing, without stopping, until it's baked, in order to prevent it from becoming chametz. Now, as long as one's working with it, even if it's all day, it does not become chametz. But there's a catch over here, and this is where it gets tricky. That before the dough was flattened, before it was made into something, before it was worked with, so then that's where the shear of 18 minutes come from. Everyone's familiar with 18 minutes. If before it was worked with, it was just made into dough, if it sat for 18 minutes, then it becomes chametz. Some hold that the time that's spent working on it also could be included in this shear, in the 18 minutes. If one's not sure if it sat for 18 minutes or not, so as long as we don't see the simani, the certain simani chametz, it turns white, cracks, different simanim of chametz, will be mekel. But if it's sat for 18 minutes, even if there's no simani chametz, then we assume it's chametz. But that's all before we started working with it. But once we started working with the dough, we started to form the dough, they flattened the dough, it was handled by a person, then already the share is that if you put it down, if it's left the hands of the person, it immediately, the lashon miyad, immediately becomes chametz. As soon as it leaves the hands of the person. However, what's called immediately, it's also a question. Is it literally, immediately, that as soon as it leaves the hands it turns chametz? Or you have a short time, you have a few moments. And if you do have a short time or a few moments, the question is, how much time is that? Perhaps it's 30 seconds. Could be it's 30 seconds that you have. So it's unclear what constitutes a short time or a few moments. Therefore, from already 30 seconds, it runs into a question. Some learn, according to the Ramah, that b'dieved it's fine, even if it did sit longer than miyad. Agav, you may hear that some people, even though they eat b'datze d'chreis all year round, but when it comes to Pesach, they do not buy bedatz matzahs because they have a certain share, I forgot what it is, and what's called miyad, which is a little longer than other shitas. And that's why people are nervous about it. That's where the point of tension is. But it has to be worked with. It has to be constantly, activity has to be done. Now, activity is working with the whole dough, not just with one end of the dough, working with the whole dough. And activity also includes something more than just a slow motion movement or just like stroking the dough. It's mamish playing with the dough. Over here also some hold that even if you stop for short points with mitzdarif, in other words, once the dough is already starting to be formed, things have to move quickly. That's why the one who's in charge of cutting the doughs, he has to take great care. He has to be very careful to constantly work with all the dough until he passes along to the next person who's going to flatten the dough. And then from flattening the dough, we have a separate, right? So this person who's dealing with the dough, cutting into small pieces, passing along to someone who's rolling the dough, flattening it, and then from there making the perforator holes. And that's what we have, separate people doing each job, not one person doing two jobs in general, so that time shouldn't pass where maybe it wasn't being worked with.
So if there's like 5 seconds before one job and 5 seconds before another and another, it'll be mitzar.
According to one sheet, it will be mitzar. And therefore we try to move it along to be careful. That's right.
And this is all within 18 minutes.
This is all within 18 minutes, yeah. Now,
why? You're doing the whole process under 18 minutes, then why do you have to work in the dough?
Because once we started forming the dough and shaping it and flattening it and all that, so the heat of the person, your body heat, already could cause it to turn chametz much quicker than 18 minutes.
18 minutes is not a minimum anymore. 30 seconds. We're going to sit
right
alone, and it's already even just 30 seconds. 30 seconds of the dough not being used, chametz or chashash.
Or chashash. It's already in question. Then we have also a discussion about folds in the matzah. If the matzah got folded b'shas the baking, called kfulais, or if there's air bubbles in the matzah, where there's a chashash that where it was folded or the air bubbles, there might be some flour over there that wasn't baked. Over there, there's a chumrah that the part of the matzah which was folded over and stuck to itself, since perhaps it did not get fully baked, it may become chametz. So we break it off, discussion in different paiskim. If part of it has this chashash, how much do you have to crack off? And if one matzah ends up on top of the other matzah, also there's chashashis that both matzah might be usher, because again the fire can't get to the part of the dough which is touching the other dough. So therefore the one that's in charge of putting the matzahs in the oven has to be careful that the matzah goes in properly, that there's no folds in the matzah, or that one dough doesn't end up on the other dough. If the matzahs are baked already, even they're still in the oven, so if they touch each other, we try not to. That's why some people make them one at a time, or two at a time. But ideally we would prevent that also, but that's not going to answer it. But the job of the one that's by the fire is to make sure that the matzahs are being put in flat, and not folded, not touching another dough, and removed properly. Nowadays, it could be we're more lenient, the chlal on these kfulais and air bubbles, because our matzahs are so thin, they come out burnt. So everything's getting baked anyways. But definitely, as a lechatchila, we definitely are careful about that.
Does 18 minutes ends when it goes in the oven, or when it's baked?
When it's baked. Usually that's what they do, right. Now,
what about 30 seconds if it's in the oven, you're not using
it? No, that's fine, because it's being baked right there.
once it starts,
that's
once it gets in the oven.
That's fine. That's
right. In the oven.
Yeah, in the oven.
Not an outer though.
Right. So that's why things are moving. Are moving. But again, if it happens.
Now, if it could become chametz, then why does that make the whole factory chametz?
If there is chametz there, they're going to have to, it depends, cold, hot. If something hot is chametz, then it touches. So first of all, the oven's crashing themselves out.
How often?
Every second. It's hot enough. The ovens are hot enough to crash themselves out. The question is if it will touch something else. So that's why they use the sticks that are used. I constantly scrub down. I know how often they're doing it in this place. They're constantly scrub down, which probably will be the job of many Bachim to make sure to scrub down. And also they put, where's Benny? He's here. They're doing that over there? Saying what most places do it. I don't know this place. Which place are they going to? What's it called?
The old Vexton Bakery.
Ah. Yeah, so usually they put paper on it. You were there? Oh, okay, you were there. So very good. So then, go ahead. Tell us what they do.
They change it every few hours.
Every time they put in a set of matzahs, they change the paper.
Depends on which chabura. What does that mean?
That's what I thought. It depends on the chabura. That was my assumption also. So I guess if we could do that, we'll do that.
Every single one put in paper.
If we have enough manpower. Right. But we'll see who shows up. You showing up? I'll give you a job ready. I know, I'm saying, again, it depends.
The scrubbing of the tables and all these things.
That's between the 18 minutes, the night to scrub. That I think everyone does.
Even though it's cold.
Right.
So I don't know how 18 minutes is. It's not. If you're not working the chametz, it's on the table, so it should become chametz right away.
Sure, but
Right.
No, it's right. We'll wipe it off.
18 minutes makes glues.
No, it's not going to make glues.
The oven makes glues.
Let me say the napkin made of 18 minutes, so then you don't need it. If we'll sit around, then you'll bake it. You don't need it. You're right. I'm saying it should.
18 minutes, even if you're working it. After 18 minutes, you can't do it.
I understand, but why are we cleaning every 18 minutes?
No, that's just a hanhaga. That's just a hanhaga. Extra chumra.
But because of Fadin, if there's...
What?
As opposed to what? Rushi wants to clean earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can clean earlier.
The point is that if you're saying that it becomes chumra in 30 seconds. So then every 30 seconds you should have to clean.
Because you can be working on it again after.
What are you cleaning?
Yeah, also because you can be working on the same table again next time. So we just want to make sure that there's nothing left and no crumbs even.
I understand, but if it's crumbs, then it should be every 30 seconds.
No.
Unless you're not machmir for that shita.
Right.
But I say, that shita should be every 30 seconds.
You're working in that spot.
Somebody,
yeah.
What?
Then you're working in that same spot.
He's it, so there she is asking, but every 30 seconds is she cleaning? Because it's part of the process. That's it. Right. It's part of the process.
Even if you're working the matzah,
right? But it's part of the process, they're working even with the crumbs that are there. That's what the trained. Hopefully the trained.
And then 18 minutes we're
back. That's right.
Yes. But
he said the whole thing.
No. But we're worried that maybe it's stuck around. The 18 minutes is the nice actually we do.
You said you're working the whole day.
Right. Even if you're working on the whole day.
So it's a lot of shots.
Halakhically, we're passing like that's with the rush and all that. Right. See, you do it just.
Okay, but I'm saying. But
they are many. But Etzim, you're right. If you had in your backyard a setup like that, you could do it. But in the matzah bakery.
I'm saying, but if you want to be machmir, you should machmir every 30 seconds.
No, because that already, they're working on this table. So
if they're working, so then they're working even 18 minutes.
You're right, so they give this mind.
Okay, we should do that.
Shimon wants to join the Chabura. I think it's 250 shekels for 3 months.
I was going to say, yeah.
Shekels of Lokoski?
Yes.
It's at least 250. By now, I'm serious. I think it's 500.
Crazy.
Yeah, he does it.
He does what the Shiva is saying.
Yes, everything
is Chabura. It makes sense
to me. What is it? Right. Okay. This is fine.
Is it better to have das matzahs or kapur matzahs?
In a way, it's better to have matzahs that are. In other words, you have to know who the chabur is, because a lot of times the chabur is not experienced workers and they weren't trained properly, and then there can be more shashas than the matzahs being baked in the factory by workers that are trained to do this and doing it from Hanukkah time. They've been working on this. So yeah, it's a hard question to answer. It depends on the situation, who the chabur is. If you go to the 500 shekel of matzah chabura, I would hope that that's better than yeah, only before or after? Yeah, okay.